WAHKIM repeater wires XNET will start in 5 minutes. Connecting wires X2CQ America now. Thank you. Visit WAHKIM.com for repeater information.
This is WA8KIM, Wires X, connected to 21000.
Don't you just hate it when somebody's going in? Anything goes in this room on Saturday night. Open my night, anything goes.
Good evening, the time is 8 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater, WA8KIM.
This is K1GGS mobile. I'm not going to be able to do the net tonight. I hope someone can pick it up. Sorry about that, K1GGS.
WA8KIM repeater.
K1GGS, K6 has me.
This is K1GGS, I'm mobile. I'm not going to be able to do the net tonight because I'm going to be out of range in about 5 minutes. If someone would like to pick it up, it sure would be appreciated.
Okay, Rusty, I can give it a try for you here. KA6SME, copy me okay?
Bubble, so I can't tell for sure, but it sounds good.
And see what we can do here, get it going for you. We'll talk to you later there, Rusty.
I guess about the only new stuff that I think of is there's been quite a discussion about where these wires X boxes communicate to and through and from, and I'm not sure what the answer is yet for sure, but some people say that just the initial connection is to Japan, and then after that it's all handled locally. Other people say that's not true, so I don't know. And then the other thing is there's a couple of new devices coming out, according to some of the Japanese advertisements, 400, new model of the 400 and the 1D. So I guess stand by for further information.
I've sort of seen some of that, and it'd be nice if we had a little more information on that, exactly what the differences are. So I'll go ahead and pick up the net then for you, Rusty, and we'll chat with you a little bit later then. K1GGS, KA6SUB.
Thank you very much, K1GGS Mobile.
Okay, this is KA6SUB. The handle is Ken, Kilo Echo November, and the location is Bakersfield, California. Rusty's unable to be conducting the net tonight, so I'll take that control over there for him this evening. We'll try to keep a similar format. to speed things up and cut back writing, what I'd like to have people do is when they make do the roll call, if they have a comment at that time, that might be a good time to make the comment, otherwise no comment, and maybe that'll save going back and trying to remember everybody's call signs. So we will start on the East Coast as we have been doing in the past. If there's anybody on the east side of the United States, come now with your call, and whether you have any comments.
Good evening there, KS6SUB. Thanks for picking up an info Rusty here. This is Kilo India 4,
Silver
Tango in Newport Richie, Florida. That's north of the Tampa Bay. And great job. One thing that I would like to add to what Rusty said there, Chris Wilson mentioned that about 2 weeks ago about the radios and the software for the Wear's Xbox Dash HRI 200 and the DR1X repeater software will be available at the end of November. The radios, I took the notes here, and exactly the Chris Wilson's words was an FTM 400 XDR and an ST1 XDR. KF4GNT, back to my control.
Okay, real good. Somebody I saw make a comment to possibly have the microphone connection on the 400 on the control head. Does anybody have any information on that?
I didn't hear anything about that, but what Chris said also is that the only thing that he will comment on it was that it will have a better GPS receiver in there. He said it will have some other nice features on it, but he didn't elaborate on them. KF4GNC, back to net control.
And more contacts there or more check-ins from the East Coast side.
Here is Kilo Charlie 4, X-Ray Tango in Tennessee, Knoxville. I don't have any comments tonight except that I did get an email through the Yahoo group that suggested that we change our user IDs to put the two-letter state in front of the call sign so that you can see what state the unit is calling from, which I did, and you can see on mine that it starts with DN for Tennessee. This is Kilo Charlie 4, X-ray Tango back to net control.
Hey, that'd be something to take in consideration. We'll look into that. Next check-in, please. I'm not sure whether somebody's trying. This is KA6SUV in Bakersfield, taking Rusty's place for the net for the night. Any other check-ins on the East Coast?
Whiskey Mike 3 Mike in Maryland. No other comments.
Bravo 4 Uniform in North Carolina, and no further comments.
Pick his mic again. He's really over the limit.
Are there any other check-ins from the East Coast?
Kilo Mike 4, November, Sierra, India.
Gene in Matthews, North Carolina. No comment.
Thank you very much. Any other check-ins? Let's move over to the central United States area, central United States area. Any check-ins from the central United States area?
JMJ, Kilowatt Alpha Zero, Kilowatt Michael John, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Whiskey Zero, Zulu, Zulu Sierra. Fred, La Junta, Colorado. No comment, over.
Alpha 9 Kilo Papa Zulu, Illinois. No comment.
Kilo Echo Zero Alpha Tango Fox, Steve, Princeton, Minnesota. No comment.
Got quite a few check-ins there. Any other check-ins in the central United States area?
This is KCZIGF, and you seem to be a little bit hard on the mic, Lil, at least on the digital side. So KCZIGF.
Thank you. Is that any better? One last call for any check-in, central United States area. Any check-ins in the central United States area for the future? No, let's move over to the Western United States. Any further check-ins for the way in the way you're up there? Yeah. Western United States for the Fusion Net. This is KA6SUV, Acting Net Control. Go ahead, please.
Whiskey 7, Quebec Alpha, Snohomish, Washington.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo, Vancouver.
N7 BJD, Tim in Bakersfield, nothing for the net.
KD6IOW, San Clemente, Southern California.
Any other check-ins for the Western United States? Washington Station, you're very weak on the audio there.
November Victor to Zulu, Dan, Eastern Washington.
Thank you very much, Dan. Any other check-ins in the Western United States? Okay, is there any other check-ins to the Fusion Net that we have missed within the continental United States area here? This is KA6SUV, Acting Net Control.
November 4, Mike Alpha Romeo, Columbus, Georgia. No comments. Kilowatt 9, Echo, Quebec.
K0AAY.
Okay, let's have any stations outside the continental United States, anywhere else in the great world here?
Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo in Vancouver.
Nice Vancouver check in there. Any other, anybody else to check in?
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Okay, nothing being heard. This is K-A-6-S-U-B, located in Bakersfield, California. Just taking the net for Rusty this evening, K-1-G-G-S, who's out of range of the repeater, not able to get in. There's one of the things that we talked about a little bit, Rusty passed on, was information regarding the new radios coming out, the 400 XD, R, I believe it was, and the, I guess, 100. They're also coming out with a new software for the repeaters, and these will be showing up on the 29th of November, so we got about a month late. There's a question how the repeater software is going to be working with the wires, and the wires will be working without having a direct connect to the internet. I'm still scratching my head on that one. Anybody got any comments on that that they might like to share that they might have picked up somewhere along the line?
This is Kill 9 Echo Quebec.
Go ahead, sir.
K92, this is Chris in Ham Lake, Minnesota. The software that's being referred to at the end of November is software for the Wires X Windows software that runs on the PC. It doesn't require any change to the repeater or any of the radios. And simply stated, it allows you to put the your node into digital mode only, and you point it at the repeater, and the repeater has to be able to support digital in and digital out. And that's all you need for the repeater to essentially act like a node. So you don't need anything plugged into it, just a standalone repeater will work fine. So that's great for people that have problems getting to repeater sites, and why in the world would you want a Windows computer running at some inaccessible mountain site? So that's all it is. And the quickest I can state it, the way it works is that the node radio ends up being a clone of the station transmitting, so that whatever the transmitting station is sending out, the node radio sends out the same stuff. And so in effect, the remote person who's transmitting is actually transmitting locally to the repeater, and then of course when the node hears the repeater, you know, somebody pops on the repeater or whatever, the reverse is true. So it's actually, people tend to overthink the problem. This isn't like bolting digital onto Echo and this is pure digital. This is not something you could do with FM. So anyway, basically lets you just take a node, instead of having it as a simplex node, change the frequency to that of the repeater. Now the entire repeater is the node. So hopefully that clears that up.
Okay, the node itself, the 200, would still be in a accessible location connected to a repeater and going through the 400 radio. Is that correct?
Well, it does not have to be in an accessible location. It's probably a good idea if it is. You don't have to use a 400. You can use an FDM 100. But it's just like any other node. People have nodes set up, know how to set up a node. and you would just, instead of setting the frequency of the radio to some simplex frequency, you would set it to the frequency of the repeater. It's the only, well, have to update your software, of course, is the only change that you would make, and so that people on the repeater have all the services of that node. So you can turn on your Wires X function on the radio that's on the repeater, and all the Wires X stuff works. You can bring up nodes, you can drop them, you can send recordings, you can store pictures and the news, you can look at the news, everything that you could do talking to the node, you can do talking to the repeater because of the way the digital technology works. The repeater just disappears. It's just relaying bits. So it's like you were talking to the node directly. So that's what's happening. That doesn't require any changes to the repeaters whatsoever. It just requires the repeaters to either be in a dedicated digital mode or auto-auto. And if you have, like, auto-FM, you're out of luck. It's not going to work because it requires a digital connection. And the audio is quite good. When you actually get people running digital all the way through, the audio is quite nice. I'm sure people will appreciate it. So I think this is a big deal. This will change a lot of things. It makes the networking very simple. And the Wires X is not connected to the repeater. It's connected to a radio that just has to be within range of the repeater. Go ahead.
I'm doing right now with the Echo Link and the RLP. I've got enough and everything here at the house, and I'm using the radio to put that through the repeater, so we have a wide range coverage. So basically, pretty much the same thing. So thank you very much for your input there. Well received.
Okay, very good. Just for information, WB8GRS-TX, your CWID went out over the net. Bad, 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 bad. Shouldn't be doing that. Anyway, we all got to listen to your CWID. Anyway, yeah, pretty basic and pretty simple. And in fact, you're listening to it right now. I'm talking through a repeater that is thus connected to a node, so you're listening to it right now as beta software here, which is being tested. Back to NEP, K90Q.
Very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah, I believe you said the name was Chris. I'm hoping I got it right.
Yes, that's correct. His name is Chris, K90Q, Ham Lake, Minnesota.
Thank you very much for that. Is there any other input, any other information or questions you might have? This is a 6 SUV located in Bakersfield, California. I'm acting at control for K1GGS, Rusty, who is out of the area and wasn't able to take the net this evening. Do we have any other check-ins? Any late check-ins, please?
WA8KIM.
Kilowatt 7 Delta, Romeo Alpha, Wyoming. The name is Dave. Over.
JA7 Uniform Delta, Echo Northeastern Japan. No traffic.
Kilo Fox 4, Hotel Romeo.
Any other check-ins? Okay. Does anybody have any further news or anything that they've heard or anything going on before we close the net?
Kilo Fox 4, Hotel Romeo.
Go ahead there, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I just tuned in late here. Just wondering, tuned into a previous net Rusty was running, and Chris checked in and made mention about the new new 400 coming out and the new radios. And there was a mention about whether the people holding the 400 DRs were going to be able to get them upgraded or not. Was there any news on that?
I don't have any. Has anybody heard anything regarding that, KA6SUV? Yeah, I guess we're going to have to do a wait and see on that one. It'd be nice to get mine upgraded.
Now, J's station was in and out, and I think a 7 station, K7 station, was checking in also.
Go ahead, we have a check-in. I'm not hearing anything. Is anybody checking in that I'm not hearing? Okay, well, this will be KA6SUV. I guess we're going to go ahead and close the net down. You're welcome to stay here and chat amongst yourselves. I've done that before myself a number of times, and it's nice to get a nice large group around and kick some ideas around. Spent the day doing that with a bunch of hams. Almost didn't get here in time to get to listen to the net. So, anyway, this is KA6SUV, located in Bakersfield. The handle is Ken. Acting at control for Rusty, K1GGS. I'm going to bring to close the net at 5:31. Good evening, gentlemen, and have a nice Halloween.
UA8KIM.
Disconnected.
KD6IOW in Southern California. Are there any stations that have played around in group mode via wires? Has anybody connected rooms, set up their wires node to be in group mode, and had any success with that? I'm just throwing it out there.
Thank you. Visit wa8kim.com for repeater information. X. WA8KIM repeater.
Kilo Echo 5, Mike Charlie. Kilo Echo 5, Mike Charlie. Anybody online?
Yeah, copy, KF4HR, North Carolina. KF4HR listening.
Okay, sir, I finally heard you there. Having some trouble with Echo Link on this end, and I was hoping to get into the wires, and I don't think I made it, or I'm in the wrong place. This is Mike, back to you.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Yeah, you're coming through, okay. Name here is Butch, and we're in the eastern portion of North Carolina here on the Inner Banks. And we just heard you call. Thought I'd give a shout back, let you know you're making it okay.
Okay, thank you, Butch. I appreciate that. So this is the first time I've attempted to listen in on a wireless sex, and I got a little late start, and then I figured out Echo Link at my end, I hadn't fired it up for a while, so I see I've got it working, but I'm thinking the net has closed down by now, which looking at the archives, they tend to run at least 45 minutes, but well, I see there's a couple of shorter ones in there, so maybe this was a short night, or it's the wrong time altogether. Back to you, Butch.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I think, I'm not 100% positive, I'm pretty sure WAAKIM normally archives the nets. Yeah, it runs typically from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern time, and, I think it was about 30 or 40 minutes tonight. I just caught the very tail end of it.
Okay, when it shut down for you, about what time was that?
I want to say it was right around 8:40 or so, 8:40 p.m., yeah.
Well, I was probably fooling around with the test server to make sure I could hear my audio, and when I switched back over, it must have been just a minute or two after the net shut down. Well, Butch, it was good talking to you. I'm here in Grapevine, Texas, just off the northwest corner of the DFW airport. So we've got a number of Fusion repeaters in the area, and nobody has wires up and running. So I was hoping to drop in on the net and just kind of monitor and see what's going on. And I've sat down and read the manuals. I've read through them, and things aren't any clearer reading them than before I started. So I'll eventually pick it up. I think mostly it'll be a process of trying to work through somebody that's got a repeater up on wires at this end to play with. So we'll just have to wait and see. Well, it's good talking to you, Butch, and we'll do this again sometime. KE5MC, clear.
Yeah, okay. Dang, all right. Yeah, it's too bad there isn't more nodes out there. I don't have a repeater, but from what I understand, the latest software isn't out to allow the digital stations to check in and through the repeaters yet, only analog. Check into room 21080, you'll see some of the repeaters that are logged on to that particular node. So, but again, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's just analog check-ins through the repeaters right now with the Wires X. So hopefully the next version of the wire software will allow the digital stations to link in and do their thing. Okay, nice meeting you, and I hope to hear you again soon. KF4HR, North Carolina.
WA8KIM repeater. Good evening. The time is 9 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater. WA8KIM.
K9EQ and V2Z. I'm EQ and V2Z.
V2Z. WA8KIM repeater.
N7BJD.
WA.
Yeah, N7BJD. Oh, hey, there you are. Hey, so, yeah, it sounds like, I don't know if you heard anything I was saying before, but
It sounds like the new software will just, you know, convert that FT-400 into a linking radio like your IRLP there, and that's how it'll work through the repeater and not require internet access up at the repeater site.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I thought I heard Chris, not Chris Wilson, but the other Chris, that's what I thought I heard him say. Are you still on the wire on your repeater here?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and close out.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
It's KC4SIG, Helena, Alabama.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater. W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.